some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to a fresh week of Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and today we have Dr. Annie Ulrich. She's going to be our very special guest star, taking your calls in just a little bit. And as always, if you're listening and would like to call in, now is the perfect time to do so. She'll be taking your calls a little bit later this morning after giving us her October energy update. And that's always a great way to start out the beginning of the show because she gives you great information. I'm going to say it now, and I'll probably say it at least a couple more times throughout the course of the show. A couple of things. A, if you call in and get a reading from Dr. Annie, I want you to go back and listen to the archive once the show is complete. And you can usually listen to the archive about a half an hour after the broadcast is over. It's a 60-minute show. You can download it. You can fast forward it. You can rewind it. You can re-listen to your part of the call a dozen times over if you want to. But take notes on what she tells you, because oftentimes, myself included, when you're getting a reading and you hear the message when the person is giving you the reading, it goes in one ear and out the other because you're trying to so hard to listen actively that you completely miss everything that's being really said to you. So take notes while you're listening today, but of course I can re-listen and take those notes so you can really get the meat of the message. That will be number one. Number two, when you're calling in today, or even if you're just listening whenever, because you can always listen on demand, and you say, boy, that would be really cool if I could get my own reading with Dr. Annie. Well, guess what? She's got a gorgeous new website that she recently had done. It makes it easier than ever before to schedule an appointment with her. You can simply go to symbollinking.com, but I've made it easier for you than ever before just by clicking the links that are on the show page that are right in front of you now. See, visit Dr. Annie's website by clicking here. How easy does that get? And if you want a, and we'll talk about this later also, the complimentary copy of Dr. Annie's Life Energy Cycle Chart, click here. It doesn't get any easier than this to get in contact with Dr. Annie and schedule an appointment. And you can read all about her. She's got a great bio on there. She has a variety of different services that she offers to you. And you can also buy some really yummy tea that she makes on her own. She's got a couple of books available. All the fun stuff that you totally want to take advantage of after listening to the show today. I mean, if you want to do it during the show, that's fine too. But we'll always say, wait until after. So then it's kind of like you get something to, you know, wait up for. So without further ado, it's my pleasure to bring back Dr. Annie Ulrich. She is here for our October show. How are you, Dr. Annie?
I'm good. And I'm so happy to be here. Happy October. Wow, we're almost through the year. It's so amazing how fast time flies, you know. So here we are, October 3rd. Wow.
I don't know what the weather's like up where you're at, but I think I stepped outside this morning for just a second, and I kind of felt fall was in the air a little bit today. So we've had some hot weather here in Southern California, but it's cooled off a little bit, at least where I'm at. How about for you?
Yes, same here. And I woke up this morning, I felt like maybe I have sort of a head thing going on. And I thought, this is interesting. Yes, because I actually had to put a robe on, which is not something I've been doing lately because it's been so hot.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, oh, it is God. Very cool this morning. So it's nice. It feels very much like autumn, finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely get a late season heat wave here in Southern California. So it's nice to have the cooler weather. It's really nice. Like it a lot. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that fall is finally here too, because it starts a whole bunch of fun things that we get to do in the next few months. But specifically for October, what's coming up for us, Dr. Annie?
Well, we've got a lot of different things coming up, and they're all really good. It's a very good month. It's a good time, and we're under right now the sign of Libra, and Libra is really one of my favorite because hopefully for everybody, it brings in some kind of balance into their experience. And so on the, we had a, what they call a black moon on September 30th. And that is, a black moon is a second, the second new moon that falls within 1 month. And so we had a black moon on the 30th, and that was, it brought us into October 1st. So it was a very, very unusual and rare occurrence. And it's also, it brings in a lot of really good energy. It's probably one of the best new moons that we've had all year, and actually for quite some time. So it's a positive energy, and that infused October with this really strong positive energy. And what you are, you know, really encouraged to do under that wonderful vibration is to really look at what you have accomplished, and that goes along, of course, with the harvest season. So what have you accomplished this year, and how do you want to move that forward and really start to go in a new direction? Because when we have, when September comes into play every year, that kind of starts the energy of the new year ahead for you. So hopefully you're all looking at what you have harvested and how that's working for you and how you want to change it. And Libra being the sign of justice and wisdom, it also represents universal law, grace, and benevolence. It's also a relationship vibration. Everybody is looking at and having to deal with, I think, their relationships. And not only in a one-on-one personal romantic relationship, but how you are relating to everybody in your life. And that includes your, you know, family members and peers, people you work with, people you go to school with, your friends and acquaintances. So you're looking at the whole picture, hopefully. And by doing that, you can make adjustments and changes. One of the key things to watch during Libra and in October is that negotiations are really possible for you. In other words, if you're not, if you feel like you're not getting your needs met, you can get it, get your needs met during this period of time by negotiating. So looking at the way you negotiate is a good idea. And don't take no for an answer. Just keep going at it. Keep going, you know, through, over, under, whatever it takes in order for you to really accomplish what you want and get what you want. So it's a really good time. And it also, Libra asks you always to look at the choices that you've made. What kind of choices did you make this year, and what are they based on? Were they based on anxiety or fear? Excuse me, I've got morning voice here. There are more choices available to you, so it's time to look outside the box and to really open yourself up to the universe and to other ways of being in the world and other ways of choosing to make decisions. You know, sometimes making a decision not to make a decision is a decision in itself. And sometimes that works. And it works better than making a decision based on desperation or, you know, you feel like you're being pushed into things. So with this Libra energy, everything is hopefully in balance. You're trying to really maintain more balance in your life in all areas. We've got the full moon here on the 16th of October, and that's a very strong, beautiful moon also. And we have the new moon. Now, this is interesting because we've got a new moon, another new moon coming on the 30th. And the 30th, of course, is the eve before Halloween. That is when the 30th, the 31st, and November 1st, that period of time is where the veil is the thinnest. And by that we mean that's why ghosts and goblins and spirits and all kinds of wonderful otherworldly things start to happen. It's kind of a magical time. And it's, you know, in ancient traditions, it was really considered one of the holiest days of the year, one of the most powerful days of the year. And in the Catholic religion, it is the All Saints Day is November 1st, but it's also the Day of the Dead. So it's a time where you have the closest opportunity to feel closer to those who have gone before you. It's also bringing you into October, from October 30th until all the way through November. It's considered the month of the ancestors is November. So it's really looking at your family history and how that affects you and how you would like it to change. So it's a very powerful month this October. Of course, everybody has a great time on the 31st and dressing up and having fun and getting out there and enjoying yourself with people and family members and friends is a great thing to do. So it's a really nice time. It's full of fun and energy. So this is terrific. We do have a really strong year ahead of us here just in the United States because we have a election coming in and going on. And what we really want to do, I think, each one of us in our own way, if at all possible, is to concentrate on balance, bringing in more balance into our lives in every area, and to see if we can make a difference in this world. We all really do want to make a difference. So, you know, keep those things in mind, and you should have a really great October.
It's going to be a great month.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It usually is. I love it. I like Libra. It's a good month.
Well, everybody, with that, we're going to start taking your calls. If I've already pre-screened you, you are good to go. We're going to start the show with a, and it's actually a question from the chat room, but she's called in also. And her name is Gwen, and Gwen's birthday is April 2nd, 1964. Gwen, welcome to the show. You're live with Dr. Annie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Annie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
What can I do for you?
I am so excited to be able to talk to you today. Very excited.
great.
My question is in regards to work. There are a lot of changes going on, and one of them is that I'm trying to go forth and make some changes within the work environment, as in how we are healthy mentally in regards to our work. And there are two women that I'm having a really difficult time with. This has been going on for close to 2 years, and I've been on the job for 2 years. So seeing my astrological chart, this is something that can go for me, that it can expand and grow. And then after that happens, I was thinking about possibly leaving the company. I like the company. I just don't want to deal and be in the environment of the department that I'm in.
Right.
I don't know what to do about that.
Well, I think what's happening for you, and will continue throughout the rest of this year into the new year, is that obviously from what you've just shared with us, that you have been questioning everything. So, you know, you're really looking at the way you make a living, the way you're living, the people are around you and how you want to relate to them, what kind of changes that you want to make. So you're doing all of these things that are very much a part of your energy and the energy that you're in now. The good news is that you do definitely have the energy to deal with it. And it is a very healing energy that is available to you, healing in relationships. And so anything that you are doing to try and bring people together and focus on what is it that we can do together that works, rather than getting stuck in all of the individual ideas of it. And so it's more of a team effort rather than isolated, incidents or people around you.
Yes.
So if you think in terms of we rather than I or they, and it will bring things together for you in a much easier way.
Okay.
I can see for you that you're definitely on the cusp of starting something new. And so what you're doing is wrapping up what's not working.
Yes.
And really getting ready to move forward. And you are also, you personally, you're quite capable of holding your own in any arena. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Absolutely.
And you also have the ability to disarm the enemy in advance. So use it.
I love that.
And that is, it is trusting your gut instincts and letting that lead you through the muck and mire is what I call it. Of having to, you know, negotiate. And so you're in this month of October where your negotiation levels are very high. So just remember that. And I think maybe next year I definitely feel like there's changes for you. And in a very positive way, not, you know, a jarring way. So that's good.
I've been through that. That's been a 10-year thing of the changes that has been jarring. Now it's like I need to really hone in my power because I do have this power to make these changes because
you do.
I've seen changes happening when I step forward and say, you know what, I'm going to see if this is going to work. And if it doesn't work, it's okay. It doesn't work. Then I'll move on to something else. But I need to first realize that, yes, when you come from a place of we and not from a place of I, and you said it beautifully, then those changes can happen. But my plan is not to stay here. I don't see a huge – I don't –
You've
I think
been
that
there
I
long
think,
enough.
Yes.
You have already served a cycle of time in that position.
Yes.
So you're getting ready for the new. So plan on the next year you're going to be moving on, which is terrific.
So you say next year?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Yes, because I feel like I'm preparing – I need to prepare for that because I see for me great things happening and where I can grow and where it's not going to be a threat that I expand
right.
and grow too big for here. I'm just too
well,
big.
Well, you're definitely going into new things, and that's really fabulous. So good luck and keep
yes.
us posted.
Thank you.
There we go,
thank
Gwen.
You,
thank you so
thank
much.
You
have
so
a great
much.
Day.
Yeah.
You
would
love many
voice.
Blessings to you.
Thank
that
you.
Was nice because she's always in the chat room every month, and sometimes we can get a
oh,
question
yeah.
answered and sometimes we
great.
Can't. So we always love that. Thank you, Gwen, very, very much.
Yeah.
And by the way, we've got Laura in the chat room asking a question too. We'll try to get to you, Laura, but we got Wendy, who I've already given Dr. Annie your birthday. So, Wendy, you are up next, and welcome to the show. What's your question for Dr. Annie?
Hi, Dr. Annie.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello. I am seeking employment. I am 65. My background is call center for medical insurance for 15 years. And I had a 90-minute interview on September the 9th. Haven't heard anything. And I sent a thank you note about 8 days ago, and I emailed the HR man Friday, just reiterating that I was confident about my skills, what I could offer the company. And will I become employed this month by somebody? Will it be this company or another company?
Well, let me tell you, you are in a career vibration right now. So this year for you has been all about career and work and wanting to really solidify something for yourself that is going to serve you well. And I think that you have everything that is needed to really excel in your chosen field of endeavor. So it's a very positive time for you, and definitely by the end of the year, you will have a job, and that's going to create a tremendous amount of freedom for yourself next year. So, you know, you're in a really good place right now. I would say that because I see other opportunities around you, not just one, but two. So there is definitely somebody else that's interested. Have you applied somewhere else?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So you're going to hear from one or two people. Well, I think two. And I would say by mid-November, you're going to be working full-time.
Okay.
There you go, Wendy.
And will the-
Yeah.
And Wendy, we're going to move on, but I want to thank you for the call and make sure to go back and listen to Dr. Annie's question on the replay here. Our next caller is Suzanne, and Suzanne, Dr. Annie has your birthday. Thank you for calling in, and what's your question?
Yes, hi. My question is about employment, too. I'm working subbing now as a teacher assistant, but I'm trying for aide, assistant, bus monitor, and I'd like to be employed this month.
Okay, you have a really good, strong energy. You get along very well with people, and this is your month, so you're in a very strong vibration right now, and you're moving into a very active time, and so you are encouraged to really put it out there. What it is that you want and to move that forward. And so you've got a lot of really strong personal charisma that's working in your favor right now. And so take advantage of that. Speak up, speak out, let people know what you want, you know, where you want to go. And you're going to get the response. The reason is because when you're under this really strong vibration, as you are, your people are actually listening to what you're saying. Whereas some of the time, or really most of the time, I think, it kind of, it's a hit and miss situation. But right now, you are in a very, very strong personal vibration. And you are actually at the beginning of your new year. Your new year starts on your birthday, and that's coming up on the 5th. So you're really in a very strong position right now. You're definitely going to be working. And, you know, you've got really strong connections with people. So use that. Like I said, just let people know what you want. Speak up. And you will be employed. There's no doubt about it. So just know that about yourself.
Do you see anybody calling this week or interviews?
Yeah, I do. I do, definitely.
So Suzanne, you got some good news coming up your way. And by the way, happy birthday. This is a great time to remind everybody that if you have not picked up Dr. Annie's life cycle energy or life energy cycle chart, which is free, by the way, to all of the callers here on the show, all you have to do is click the contact her here button on the show page and say, I heard you on the show. I heard you talking about the life energy cycle chart, and I want to know more. And I want my copy for free, please. So, Dr. Annie, what is the Life Energy Cycle Chart, and why is it so important that everybody hear about this? I know we talk about it every month, but for all the new callers on here, this is a great reminder for them that we've got something of value to them that they can have just for being a listener.
Yeah, it really is. It's something that I learned about and studied many, many, many years ago, because I'm a very old person. Anyway, it's a lot of fun to use. It's a great tool. And Suzanne, please do send me a message. I'll send you the chart, because then you will get a chance to take a look at what is available to you energetically right now as your birthday approaches. The life cycle chart is based on the principle that we all go through distinct changes in cycles of 7. Most of us are very much aware of that 7-year cycle. And if you look at your own life, you can see how it works. From birth to 7, 7 to 14, there's a big difference between a 7-year-old and a 14-year-old, and then a 14-year-old and a 21-year-old. So every 7 years, you go through major shifts and changes. What most people are unaware of, however, is that you go through changes of energy within a year, and it's based on your birth date. Your birthday is your personal new year. The global year starts on the 1st of January, but your new year starts on your birthday. And every 52 days, the energy shifts. And each cycle of time in that year has its own attributes, both positive and negative. And so it's really a great tool to use in terms of when is the best time for me to start a new health program, or when is the best time for me to take a vacation, or start a new project, or write a book. I mean, all of the things that come up during your year in terms of a decision has to be made. If you take a look at where you are energetically, then you'll know whether or not you have the energy to deal with the ramifications of a decision. So it's a very useful thing. And I highly encourage everybody to go ahead and just, you know, send me a message, and I will send it off to you. And I think you'll really enjoy using it.
I know I'm in my 7th cycle right now, and I get to start my new cycle in a short period of time. I don't ever talk about that particular day, but it's coming up soon, and I'm excited for my new cycle 1. So I am going to re-review it today and make sure I'm on target for all the things that are going to be coming up. So cool. Everybody, you have to get your life energy cycle chart, and it's as easy as just clicking on Dr. Annie's website and saying, I heard you on the show. I want that. So let's get to our next callers, and we have got Samantha. Samantha, Dr. Annie already has your birthday, and you are on the show. Welcome. What's your question for Dr. Annie?
Oh, thank you, Gary. Thank you, Dr. Annie. I wanted to know what Dr. Annie sees with me and this particular gentleman. I don't know really what to make of him. I'm sure he's interested. It's just, I don't know, I guess, the intentions of it all. If you could give me some insight on that.
What I hear is that, how long have you been in this relationship?
I mean, essentially, no, the relationship is just, I'm getting to know him, and it's only been a couple of days, honestly.
Okay,
really.
Okay. What I'm feeling around you right now is that you're in a very romantic time. So the energy of romance is definitely very active around you. So take advantage of that. And, you know, say yes to the idea of being in a romantic relationship and falling in love and having, you know, having that real positive relationship experience. I think that you are ready for it. You are, you know, you've got a very romantic a side to you, a dreamy romantic and really wanting to bring that into your life. And so now is the time to do it. So just really keep yourself open and receptive and try not to analyze it too much and just go with the flow and enjoy yourself. Because you're in this really strong romantic energy, it may bring in more than one person. So, you know, just again, like I say, we have a tendency to really cut things off and limit our good. And so what you're being encouraged to do actually for the rest of the year is to enjoy yourself and just be open and receptive to the idea of being in love and really having a great romantic life, which is terrific. We all need it, you know? You're very, very creative, and so you've just really got a lot of really good energy right now, and so enjoy it. Does that answer your question? Good.
Yes, it does.
Okay,
good.
There you go, Samantha. Have a great time, and make sure to let us know next month how many dates you're going on.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're going to be active, so that's cool. Have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, my dear. Have a great day. Okay, our next caller is Lucy. Lucy, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Welcome to the show, and what's your question?
Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. Dr. Annie, what's in store for my love life?
Well, you know, you work hard. You really work hard at it. It's time. And you've got this really great energy working for you right now, really and truly. So just, I think if you move out more, take advantage of all social invitations that come your way. And you will definitely, put yourself in new and different environments and enjoy and experiment with relationships and how you want to play with them. It has to be more playful than serious right now. Serious comes in next year, whereas this year for you personally, it's asking you just to really enjoy yourself. And it's really, really interesting because the lady that we were talking to just recently, you and her have the same energy for romance right now, which is really, really strong. And so anything that you are in, if you are already in a romance, then that expands and it will get bigger and better. If you're not in a relationship right now, It means that there is romance available to you. And so the trick is being open and receptive and also being out in the world so that you can connect with somebody, because they're not going to come knock on your door. So it's really important for you to get out there and to really connect with people and take advantage of what's there.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
There we go. Thank you, Lucy, for the call. And we're going to pop over to the chat room here. We've got Laura, born February 13th, 1979. And Laura wants to know about how it's going to work out for her and her family.
Uh-huh. Well, she's in a she's definitely in a family vibration right now, and that's really good because it means that there's a lot of healing energy around her too. So healing in relationships, any kind of rifts or upset or chaos or anything that has been going on that just hasn't felt right is correcting itself. And so there's a lot of really good loving energy and healing energy in relationships within the family. And so that's really terrific. It's also a health healing time for herself and for her family members. So that's something to, you know, really look forward to and trust. It's a celebratory time. And so celebrations are definitely there, and reunions. Unions and reunions. So people from the past coming in to her present, creating a brand new future. So there's a lot of energy around relationships and family. So that's good. She's in a good place for family.
There you go, Laura. Thanks for the question in the chat room. And we will get to our next caller here, which is Nancy. Nancy's born December 4th, 1963. Nancy, welcome to the show. You are live with Dr. Annie. What's your question, please?
Yeah, hi. I'm just wondering if you see anything career-wise for me.
You're in a a position or an energy right now where you are trying to make decisions about your career and the possibility of changing careers. Is that something that's been coming up for you?
Yes.
Okay. So my take on it is that next year is when you go into an really strong, powerful time where you're going to be full of confidence, focus, dedication. You're going to be, it's a money and power energy that's coming in for you next year. So this year, it's for the rest of this year, it's about really looking at what direction do you want to go in and how do you want to get there? So you have a really good, you've got a very good heart, and you also have a wonderful spirituality. You've got very strong spiritual energy. And so connect with that more and trust your gut instincts to lead you in the right direction. And the one thing that I keep getting over and over is put yourself in a learning position so that you're learning something new.
Okay.
And that'll take you in a whole new direction. And also, networking is really good for you right now.
Okay.
So use that too.
All right.
So, next year you should be doing something, I think, different, which is great.
Sounds good. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
Have a great day. And our next caller is coming from Betsy. And Betsy's born June 25th, 1962. Betsy, you are now live with Dr. Annie. Welcome to the show, and what's your question?
Hi, Dr. Annie. How are you today?
Hi there. Good, thank you. And you?
I could be better. I'm going to be separating from my husband, and I was just kind of wondering on my future.
Okay. Well, let's see. Oh, well, yeah. You've got freedom, change, decisions made in a hurry, flight from one place to the next. Just a lot of change, obviously. You're in a change vibration. But you're also in a very strong position to make those changes. And you've got the ability to focus your energy and to really hone it in and accomplish things in your life. You've got what we call master energy, which is that you have the ability to master anything you put your mind to. And so that, of course, brings in, okay, so now I have to make up my mind. And we don't like to do that sometimes. But it's very strong with you. So it's really a focus, discipline, dedication, getting the work done, and really honing in your energy for the rest of this year will bring freedom. Next year, you've got freedom and travel and adventure and really exciting things coming up for you in 2017. So, you know, that's good to know. You have a pioneering spirit that's coming in, and so you're willing to take chances. You're definitely going into a totally different time in your life, and so embrace that. Just take it, you know, take it by the horns and ride with it, because it's definitely going to take you into new territory, and it's great. It's a really good strong energy. It's also great. It's a good time for you to also look at your health and really start to do whatever is necessary to make you strong physically, yep, mentally, and emotionally. Okay?
Yep, because it's kind of a scary thing, and just after 34 years of being married, I'm trying to get all my ducks in a row before I tell them, you know.
Yeah. So you're right in it, and it's definitely going to get better for you. So just know that, and that'll help a lot.
It will. Thank you very much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Betsy. Stay strong. Thanks for your
bye-bye.
Hi.
I'm on the mute button. I'm sorry. I'm introducing Lisa. Lisa, you're born January 26, 1959. Here I'm giving you a great build-up, Lisa. I'm so sorry. I'm not using my equipment. Welcome. Go ahead, please.
Can I have the date again, please?
January 26, 1959.
Okay, great. And what is your question, Lisa?
I had 4 surgeries in 18 months, and I finally thought last week I'm feeling better, signed up for classes, started volunteering, and woke up the first day of classes with another hernia.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong with me?
Oh, my God.
I've had gallbladder, 3 hernias, a bad surgery, and now I woke up. I couldn't believe it. I went to class and then went to the emergency. They thought it was strangulated. So I just feel like I'm moving forward, God. Why do I keep getting knocked down?
Well, that's a really good question. And it actually, you are in what a 9 cycle, which means you're completing things. You're at the end of a cycle of destiny. Whoa. And that's really important for you to remember. It's you're wrapping it up, and it's probably until the end of this year, and you are really just completing a cycle of time and energy and you're getting ready to go into a whole new cycle of time and energy. And it'll be a 9-year cycle. So in 2017, you go into a whole new part of your life, and it is definitely going to be an improvement on the last 9 years. So that is definitely something to look forward to.
Are things going to get better for me?
How old are you? If you don't mind me asking, can you tell me how old you are?
Oh, sure. I'm 57. Am I completing my life completely?
No.
Am I going to die?
What you're doing is going into the most productive time of your life. And so that happens in January, which is terrific. You start a whole new 9-year cycle, and it'll be totally different from the one that you've been living. So that's good news. And it'll be very, very good for you because you're going to be feeling totally different. And there will be new opportunities for you and new energy. You're going to feel better. There's a lot of healing around you. So you're going into a healing time, which is really awesome, and really taking care of you. It's time for you to take care of yourself and to concentrate on you for a change. Doing whatever it takes for you to pamper yourself too, and you're going to be fine. So by the end of the year, you should be feeling a heck of a lot better.
Oh, that sounds promising. Thank you so
good.
Much.
You're welcome. Send me a message, and I'll send you the cycle chart, and then you'll see how
better. I did. I'm a first-time listener, and so excited to find you. Thank you so much, both
good,
of you.
Good. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. We send you lots of good energy for love
definitely.
And light and all that. Wow. We've got one more question left, Dr. Annie. So Patty in the chat room, born September 30th, 1952, has a relationship with Darren. And she would like to know about her relationship with Darren and then the ambiguous or anything else going on this year. So she's leaving it wide open, but she'd like to know about her relationship with Darren, and that's Patty.
Okay. Wow. Well, okay, she's in a relationship with Darren. This year for her, it should be, this is great. It's an engagement year, so I wouldn't be surprised if they get engaged or in a really committed relationship, because the energy is all about commitment in a relationship if there's a love relationship. So it should be a very good year with her and Darren. I think so. There's also reunions around her. So there may be some reunions coming in and cause for celebration, which brings in reunions, people that you haven't seen for a long time that show up all of a sudden unexpected. It's also like anniversaries and weddings and, lots of social invitations and socializing. So there's a party atmosphere around her. And so from now until the end of the year, she should be enjoying that and just really putting herself out into the world in a more social way. And that brings in a cause for celebration. So it's a really, really good time. It's also extremely creative. If she is at all creative or doing something that requires creativity, very successful at it. So, anything to do in the creative arts would be, it's now is the time to do that. Writing a book, painting, sculpting, anything that is really hands-on and creative. Also, she is very humanitarian, and so there's a lot of caring about what is going on in her world and doing whatever she can to help others or mentor others. That would be great, or volunteering would be great too. So those things are all around her right now. And she should not be overly concerned about her relationship. So it'll be good.
There we go.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Annie, we're going to end the show just a little bit early today. What an exciting hour we've had with the callers. And again, I'll remind everybody, if you have called in and gotten on the show or in the chat room and you want to re-listen to the answer that Dr. Annie's given you, simply just go back and listen to the rebroadcast that's available on demand using the same show link that you're using right now, and give it about 15, 20 minutes, and you can press play and fast forward and rewind, download the episode, all that cool stuff. And of course, you want to make sure to go to Dr. Annie's website, symbollinking.com. You don't even have to worry about how to spell it. The link is right here on the show page. Click it and you'll go directly there. You'll see all the cool stuff that she's doing. You can buy her books, you can buy her tea, you can schedule a tea reading, a tarot card reading, dream interpretation, all the fun stuff. And you can also, for free, just for you, get the Life Energy Cycle Chart. If you don't have one, why not? You have to get yours today. It will change your life. I guarantee it. And with that, Dr. Annie, any last closing words before we wrap up the shop?
Just enjoy the rest of the month. My gosh, it's a great month. And everybody, just have fun. Have fun with your life, because life is about having a good time. It is. We all take ourselves too seriously, and we take the world too seriously. We need to play more. So this is a great month to do that. What are you going to be for Halloween? Take a look at that. That'll be fun.
Well, I think I'm going to be taking a nap for Halloween. I don't know about you, Dr. Annie. What are you going to be? Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Sorry.
I'm always going to be a witch. That's it.
There we go.
You know?
There we go.
I've got to have a new hat every year.
Cool. Well, I can't wait for you to post that, and then we'll see that. We can share that with the listeners next month on the November show, so that'll be fun.
Awesome.
There we go. Everybody, have a great week. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Rated G Radio. And again, don't drive distracted. If you like the show, tell your friends to tune in, because we love having you here. And we'll see you next. Well, I'll be back, you know, a lot sooner than that. But we'll have Dr. Annie back next month for the November energy update and your calls. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.